Complete test 1. Listening. This section measures your ability to understand conversations and lectures in English. The listening section is divided into separately timed parts. In each part, you will listen to one conversation and two lectures. You will hear each conversation and lecture one time. After each conversation or lecture, you will answer some questions about it. The questions typically ask about the main idea and supporting details. Some questions ask about a speaker's purpose or attitude. Answer the questions based on what is stated or implied by the speakers. You may take notes while you listen. You may use your notes to help you answer the questions. Your notes will not be scored. In some questions, you will see this icon. This means that you will hear, but not see, part of the question. You will now begin this part of the listening section. Questions 1 through 5. Listen to a conversation between a student and a university office worker.
Hi, I'd like to talk with someone about joining the staff of the school paper.
You're talking to the right person. I can help you with that. Let me ask you a few questions. First, what year of school are you in?
I'm a freshman. I'm in my first year.
So you've never worked on the school paper before?
Not on this school paper. I worked on the school paper in high school. In fact, I was the editor of the school paper in my senior year.
Oh, that's very good. So you do have some experience.
Yes, lots.
But not on a university paper.
No, on a high school paper.
And you haven't taken any journalism courses here at the university?
No, not yet. I did take journalism in high school, but I can't take journalism here until next year because I have so many required classes to take this year.
Okay, let me tell you how we select staff writers for the university newspaper. Oh, you do want to be a staff writer on the paper, don't you?
For now, yes, I want to be a staff writer. And maybe one day I'd like to have an editorial position.
Editorial positions are open only to juniors and seniors.
Okay, so maybe my junior or senior year I'd like to have an editorial position. For now, I'd like to be a staff writer.
That sounds good. Now let me tell you how we select staff writers. Quite a few people would like to be staff writers on the school paper, and we don't have enough positions for everyone who'd like to be one.
Of course.
So we have students who'd like to be on the paper submit 3 articles.
Can they be articles I've already written for the high school paper?
No, they need to be articles about this university from a student's perspective.
Okay, 3 articles about the university.
And they need to be from 3 different areas.
What do you mean by 3 different areas?
3 different aspects of student life, like academics, sports, theater, student government, dormitories, the cafeteria. You understand?
Yes, I see. And when should I submit these articles?
Whenever you want. After you've submitted your articles, they'll be evaluated by the editorial committee, and a decision will be made as to whether or not you will be awarded a position as a staff writer on the paper.
It sounds like I should hand them in soon if I want to get to work on the paper.
Yes, but don't submit them too quickly. Take a few weeks. You want to do your best work, after all, so take your time and work carefully.
I'll do that.